Oh, hi. How are you? Thank you for tuning in to Healthy-ish, your daily podcast from Body and Soul. I am your host, Felicity Harley, and yes, my fantastic new co-host is joining me again today. It is a Friday ep, and her name is Tabby Wilson, and we are talking through the three hottest topics in the health and wellness world this week. Tabby, welcome back to Healthy-ish, week two.
Week two, feeling much more prepared this week. I'm excited.
Oh, you were great last week. I've just jumped off the plane from Vietnam, which was amazing.
I know, you were there for just a week.
Six nights, went to a few wellness resorts, wrote a story for Escape, which you can no doubt read, listeners, very soon.
I'm excited to read that one. I feel like it must be one of those trips where you're like, not long enough, 6 days.
Yep,
I need
back.
Like triple.
While I was in Vietnam, of course, I was reading Body and Soul online, and I wanted to share one of the most clicked stories of the week, I've later found out. And apparently we need to keep those tissue boxes very close because we're headed for the most hectic cold and flu season in recent history. So a cold and flu forecast has just dropped, and it's actually listed the places which will be hit the hardest. So let me tell you a few of them. Newcastle and Liverpool in New South Wales, Southport in Queensland, Hornsby and Hurstville in New South Wales, Hillary's in WA and Tamworth in New South Wales. There are plenty of more, but these are just the top few. And yeah, so these are basically the places that cold and flu is going to be rampant this season.
This kind of research just amazes me. How do they find out these things?
Oh, and I'm so also glad you asked.
Oh, there we go. Perfect lead-in.
Okay. So one of the major things researchers consider with each location is its prevalence as a tourism hotspot. So the top 10 places identified by the forecast were all areas with a high population density that had plenty of movement. So basically the increased flow of people to and from these areas, particularly during holiday periods, increases the chances of cold and flu transmission. Now you might be wondering why New South Wales? Well, really, New South Wales is the biggest state. It has over 8 million people. And specifically, the researchers found that those living and travelling in New South Wales can expect to experience a steep increase in cold and flu cases from the 27th of April to the 1st of June, with a 59% increase in households expected to be impacted during that period. So, what I thought was interesting, okay, so we know why New South Wales is in a top location, but there was no Victoria or Tassie in the top 10.
I know, and I always feel like cold and flu is more prevalent in colder places. So that makes less sense to me because surely people are inside more, passing their germs around.
I know.
While we're like frolicking in the sun in Queensland and New South Wales.
Anyway, so we all know how to protect ourselves. This is a reminder, get your cold and flu shot, practice good hygiene, maintain a healthy lifestyle and rest up and hydrate.
I will be booking in that flu shot ASAP.
Good one, Tabby. Okay, so what caught your attention this week?
Well, the story I'm bringing to you this week, very much off the back of the long weekend where everyone's relaxing, I went and visited my parents who own a bathtub, and it's always my favorite part about seeing them. But apparently bathing or ritualistic bathing is on the uptick at the moment. So this story was from Harper's Bazaar, and they were saying like in the past 2 years, there's been a real uptick in ritualistic bathing, and that sounds kind of spooky, but it is really
my wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly. It's got that wellness tie, so it's kind of bringing things to your bath beyond just sitting in it. Like some people are bringing in crystals, sage, candles. I mean, candles I think are a classic. They've also incorporated scent and that kind of thing. So I just thought it was super interesting, and I also love that it has. Like bathing just has roots in ancient traditions. I mean, I think anyone with any kind of history knowledge would know that bathing has long been a huge part of different societies throughout thousands of years. Searches for full moon bathing rituals are up by 90%, whereas spiritual cleansing bathing rituals are up by 180%. So it's kind of like that trend we've seen in skincare where it's all about maximizing an existing practice that you already have and integrating new tools, new techniques, and new products. I mean, I think that's a huge part of it.
Intentional about what you're going to do in the bath.
I agree. Yeah. It's not just viewing bathing as a cleansing practice. Yeah. It's about more than that. It's a self-care ritual. Mm. And I mean, if anyone's interested, they do talk about ways that we can bring bathing rituals into our showers as well. I'm sure many city slickers in their apartments don't have a bath, yeah, sadly. But one of their biggest suggestions was just bringing in some essential oils to your shower and giving yourself like that little oomph. Yeah. In your
daily
routine.
The problem when I jump in the bath is I'm always fighting bath toys.
Yeah,
there's always some random
little squeaky duck
or a turtle or a Barbie doll that's in there.
So you just have to battle through be like, I'm finding my inner peace.
Now, just quickly before we go, I want to share with you one health and wellness story that caught my eye this week. News dropped this week that Melbourne Docklands could be home to the world's first luxury wellness hub. So basically a purpose-built wellness and anti-aging utopia. I quote that, by the way. What it's going to look like is, so the illustrations show me, a futuristic biosphere-like dome covering 27,000 square meters. And it's kind of like a little, what they're picturing as a wellness city that merges people and preventative health. They'll have around 1,700 homes in neighborhoods optimized for sleep, sunlight, movement, nutrition, and social connection. They'll also have a center to help reverse aging. So like a clinic where you can go and get certain anti-aging treatments.
I'm sure that will have a couple of people signing up.
I know, like DEXA scans, cryotherapy, MRIs, infrared saunas. And obviously there'll be a pedestrian-focused path of life. So basically a glorified footpath to encourage running, yoga, recovery and meditation. Now, it's still in the proposal stage. When you look at it online, it looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. But obviously the Victorian government has to decide whether it gets the green light. But it's an interesting concept.
It sounds really exciting. I mean, I'm not sure whether it would be a permanent home for me, but I would definitely be having a visit or
maybe
two.
Something to retire to.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, Tabby, see you next week.
See you next week.
And while we're on the topic of anti-aging, have you listened to our episode from Monday? I had Karina Stewart on the podcast and we talked about, well, whether you can reverse your biological age. She had some great info. She's full of wisdom, that woman. Just search for that episode wherever you get your podcasts. If you did enjoy this one though, jump on, rate and review it, or you can subscribe to this podcast, then you know exactly when we drop a new ep. Anything else, head to bodyandsoul.com.au. Follow us on socials, grab our print edition, which is out in your local Sunday paper. And until next time you listen, well, hopefully tomorrow, or maybe just press play on the next episode. Stay healthy-ish. Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.